requires three things, besides enormous Yasa Dishmaya, of course. It requires recruitment. You need a team of headhunting, you need a team of good workers to work for you. You can get the best idea in the world and the best business, you haven't got the people to work in it, it falls apart. You need a mission statement. You got to know what the business, what the business is, what you're marketing, how you set, what are you doing exactly? Are you selling? Are you investing? What exactly are you doing? And then the third thing you need is a business analysis. In other words, you need to know the ins and outs of what the business, the challenges are, not what you're selling, but what the challenges are, what the opportunities are, what the risks are, what you can fall back on, what you can't fall back on. That is, you need in any business for it to be successful. There is no more important business in the world than religion. And there's no more important religion in the world, or one that has inspired so many long-standing religions. Some of them have got it completely wrong, some of them have slightly wrong, but what's inspired them is, of course, Yiddishkeit. Of course, the Rebbeinu Shloim's world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has a purpose. The executive director of Yiddishkeit, as it were, the Melech Malchei Hamlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, created the world in order to be able to be, as we all know, to earn our existence and make the business which we can all earn our existence. And therefore, the first three mitzvahs in the Torah are very, very important to get the structure of the business. The first mitzvah is a mitzvah of Puruvu. Puruvu is recruitment. Is idea to make a world where it's able to have people who are able to work in the world. If they didn't have these people to work, you wouldn't have a world, you wouldn't have a business. Puruvu, the mitzvah to be fruitful, to multiply, to get a strong team together. The second mitzvah is a mission statement. Bris Milah is to be kodosh, is to be focused, is to know what taivas are muta and what taivas are asa, to understand our purpose, our mission in this world, in order to be separated from the goyim. And that is the second mitzvah, is a mitzvah of Bris Milah. The third mitzvah is Gid Hanoshe. Third mitzvah, mitzvah gimel, Chinuch brings down, is Gid Hanoshe. Yeah, very interesting mitzvah. In other words, when you come to a restaurant and they want to feed you filet mignon, you say, I'm very sorry, it's Gid Hanoshe, I can't eat in this restaurant, it's treif. That's Yiddishkeit. That is the third most important mitzvah before Shabbos, before the calendar, yeah, before Haftar Echol Kumoicho. That is a mitzvah Gid Hanoshe, that you can't eat the sciatic nerve. I mean, really? Really? I mean, that's a fundamental. Why is the Torah giving it to us over here? What's the concept over here? Why is it so important? What's the Torah teaching us? So I want to go through a few ha'oros over here in the parasha. And as much as we can, we can cover these different ideas. The pasuk says in Perek Lamed Beis, in pasuk of Dalad, Yaakov in across the Nachal, Vayaver es Hashiloi, Vayivosa Yaakov levade. Pasuk of Hey, Yaakov Avinu remained himself, Vayeovik Ish Imoy Adalos Hashacha, and Ish Imoy, there's a man called the Ish, this Malach, who fought with him Adalos Hashacha until daybreak. Medrash brings down who is this Malach. This Malach was a Sorishal Esof. And whenever you have a successful fight in the world down here, there's a Machoma that's going on up there. And Yaakovinu Kaviochel fought with the Malach of Esof. Adolos Hashacha until Lois Hashacha. Vayar Kilayocheloi. And they were struggling. And he saw, who saw? The Malach saw that he could not win over Yaakov. Vayiga Bekaf Yirechi. And he hit him. Yeah, on his kaf yirechel, on his kaf, on his thigh. But teka kaf yirech Yaakov, and moved away from his plate, became dislocated, his thigh. Peha ofke imoy, when he struggled with him. So there is loshon veya ofke imoy, and the posik, sorry, veya ofek posik ish imoy, ash is tupshotim. Menachem perish, veis ofer ish mole ovok, full of dust. In other words, they were struggling, there are two people struggling, and they are fighting and they're wrestling each other. Shohiyomalim offer bragleim aliday nanuom. Through the movement, they kick up dust. That's ofko is loshon of avak, is from dust. One pshat of Rashi. Velinera says Rashi, shu loshon veiskasher. Loshon aramihu is an Aramaic loshon veiskasher. Bosada Vikubu the Ovakle Mevak Loshan Aniva. She came derech shnaim shem is asim lahapel isha sreish shechayvkoi veoyvkoi bezroiso. They hug, they're embraced. Veoyvkoi, they're embraced. Like two people when they're wrestling, you know, you see them wrestling and they are embracing. So too they are embracing. That's loshon veoyvkoi, loshon arami of embracing. What's going on over here that there's a ofke imo tup shatim in Rashi? More than that, if you look in the parasha, very interestingly, it says in pasuk chof hey. It talks about the Ovik Ishmael when they were fighting. Then it talks about dislocating his leg. And then it says under the pasuk, Behe Ovko Imu, when he was fighting with him. It's redundant. It just said, they were fighting, the Ovik Imoi. And then it says in this case, why is it Behe Ovko Imu when he was dislocating, when they were fighting with him? Why is that part necessary? Yeah, what's a double loshon? Furthermore, we have the whole discussion over here, what's your name, etc., etc. And then later on, a few psukim later, it says, V'yishal Yaakov im agidin oshmecha, what's the name? I said, why do you ask my name? V'yikra Yaakov shema mokoim pni'el. Yaakov avinu called the place pni'el. Kiri'isi, like pnei, kiri'isi elakim ponim oponim. I saw Kodesh Baruch Hu's face to face, but to not so nafshi, and he saved me. Okay, fine, the place is called pni'el. Here's on the next pasuk. V'yizrach le'ah shemesh, it became light. Kasha Ova S Pnuel, when he passed Pnuel. Why is it changing from Pniel to Pnuel? Yeah? And then Buhu Tzlea Li Rechoy. And now he has found that he was limp, that he was Tzlea, that he was hinkadik, that he was limping on his leg. That happened a few psukim back. Why suddenly the daybreak and then suddenly he sees he's limping? Al Kain Le Yechon Yisrael again, not sure because of this. So Pniel, Pnuel, and then he sees a pain 5 psukim later after the injury. What's the story behind that? What is going on over here? So the Chofetz Chaim on the Torah explains that a social Esav has a mission, and his mission is to fight against Klal Yisrael at every single opportunity, whether it is through assimilation or whether it is through annihilation. Hatzileini no miyad ochi umiyad Esav, Yaakovina asks. Save me from my brother, save me from Esav. Sometimes the goyim attack us with brotherhood, with assimilation. And sometimes they attack us with Esav, with a knife. Either whether it is, you know, Klal Yisrael are losing numbers in America, Rachmana Litzlan. Like, it's a Holocaust. Rachmana, the intermarriage rate in America in certain places is 1 in 2 at least. 1 in 2 at least. At least. There are other places where it is closing up to the 70s or 80s. Rachmana Litzlan, we're getting lost. So Yehovah Yishimo Yad Ochim Yad Esav, the two fights, Ovi and Esav. We have to fight them both. But that, how does he fight this? Yishim Alochim El Esav Ochiv. Yeah, El Esav Ochiv. Interesting. Yes. Yeah, Esav Ochiv. And therefore, where is the strength of Esav, and where is our chesaron? Where we are successful is through education. Where we are successful is giving over the Torah message. That is where we fight Esau. When we instill in Klal Yisrael the values of Torah, when we instill in Klal Yisrael Limud Torah, where we instruct them how to follow Avodas Hashem, we are successful. Rachmana Litzlan, we made somebody called Dick Horowitz. He made a research a few years ago where you take 100 Orthodox, 100 Conservative, and 100 Reform. And what happens with the amount of children they have and the intermarriage rate, a few generations, what happens to that 100? Baruch Hashem, with education, or Torah education, the Orthodox, Knan Ohara, I haven't got exact numbers over here, turn huge, huge, huge numbers, and the Conservative sort of just left with those kind of those hundreds even a few generations later, and the Reform, it's gone, disappeared, right? And therefore, Esav knew that in order to destroy the future of Kedusha and Tara in the world, which is his job, it is to fight. But who does he fight with? He doesn't fight with Avraham. Avraham wants to be a big Baal Chesed. Let him do Chesed. I'm not interested in him. Yitzchak wants to be Gevurah. Where's he going to fight? He's going to fight with Yaakov. Titein emes li Yaakov. When it comes to Torah education, when it comes to Torah institutions, that is where Esav is going to fight. He's going to try and destroy them. He's going to try and stop the education. He's going to try and bring communism in. He's going to try and bring socialism in. He's going to try and bring like the Jewish schools in England, all different kinds of terrible things they've got to learn for different parts of education in order to understand that the various different genders are considered perfectly legitimate and being a husband and wife is only one of the different options that one has. Yeah, Rachman is not into the Jewish schools, otherwise they lose their funding. He knows that with education he doesn't stand a chance, and therefore where's he going to fight? He's going to fight against the Torah Moistus. He's going to fight against Yaakov Avinu. He's going to fight against Torah. But ultimately you can't fight against Torah. Torah is wrong that if you fight head to head, it's going to win regardless. And therefore what does he do? The Kaf Yerech Yaakov. He fights with those people who support Torah Moistus. He takes a leg. He can't fight with Yaakov. And he takes a leg and gives it a shokel. Those people who are supporting Torah. And he says to these people supporting Torah, oh, it's not the Torah they used to learn anymore. These people are not learning the way they should. Let them get a job and all this. This is the Torah Moses is supporting the people who support Torah Moses. Those are where he gives a shokel. And that is where the Pasuk says, Vayavik Ishim Alos HaShacha. When what's that fight going to go on? Says Zohar Kodesh, before the Losa Shach, before Mashiach comes, is going to be the biggest struggle Torah Moses is going to have in order to survive. And we see it. We see it on any place you go around the world. It doesn't matter where you go, whether it's a wealthy area or whether it's a poor area or whether it's a wealthy town or poor town. Every single Torah institution is struggling. Every Torah institution in the world today is struggling for survival. And Baruch Hashem, we still have those dedicated people who are focused on keeping the Olam HaTorah going, otherwise Esav would be winning. So therefore, the other issue is Adalei Sashacha. But carries on the parasha, and the parasha says there is Vayavik Imoy. Vayavik Imoy is a Zograshi. There's fighting up. There's a dust. There is a what's that dust? That is when you fight against Klal Yisrael and you try and annihilate Klal Yisrael. Rachmana Litzlan, Klal Yisrael cannot be annihilated. Rabbi Shalom gives a promise. You can have a Hitler in Machshumoy, you can have a Stalin in Machshumoy, you can have all these. Klal Yisrael makes a comeback, and a strong comeback, an incredibly strong comeback. But where does Yetzer Hara get in? Where there's another form of Yehovik Imoy. What's Yehovik Imoy? Is a form of embracing. Oh, you're one of us. You know, I once read a very, very disturbing article in Jerusalem Post, somebody sent to me, when Chelsea Clinton, the daughter of the only child of Bill and Hillary Clinton, got married. She married a Jew. The amount of pride that these had, that we finally made it. He married a Jew called Mark Mazinski or something, a conservative Jew, and at the wedding they had a rabbi and a priest. The rabbi and the priest at the wedding.
Helicopter.
Yeah, and they had the Jerusalem Post literally, it says, Jewish liberals celebrated. Jewish liberals celebrate. This is a celebration. Rahman al-Islam. That's who we are. Right? And that's why it says, to be Yaavkoi. There's a Yaavik beforehand where they kick up dust, and the double lotion is sometimes you can't manage, and Kapi Yaakabe Yaavkoi is the second Yaavkoi where they embrace us. And they try and be friendly with us. That is a danger. Says the Ksav Sefer, later on the parasha when it says, where are we injured? Yaakov got injured in Pasuk Chof Vav. Vayiga b'kaf yirech v'teke kaf yirech Yaakov v'av gimoy. It doesn't say anything there that Yaakovinu talked about his suffering based on that. Nothing. A few psukim later, it says, v'yizrach hoy ha-shemesh kash oves b'no v'hut zelel yirechoy. He's limping. Why? Why a few psukim later? Says the Ksav Sefer that earlier on in the Pasuk it says Pniel. What's Pniel? It says Vayikrosh Yakashem Mokoim Pniel Kiriisi Elekim Ponim El Ponim Etinotzanavshi. There it was a fight against annihilation. It was a fight against trying to annihilate us, trying to destroy us. In that situation, Yaakov Avinu doesn't get too bothered with the fact that he's injured. We suffer, Rahman al-Islam, anti-Semitic fights in Nabuch yesterday. Two people got killed in a kosher shop in Jersey City. Unfortunately, wherever you go around the world, Klal Yisrael are targeted. But we are able to fight back. Baruch Hashem, we sat at Ishmael, we fight back, and we live through terrible things, we've managed to fight back. Where is the biggest risk? Vayizrach lo yashemesh. Where everything is good for us, and the sun comes out, and then, it's not Pniel, it's not seeing Pnei Kel anymore. We're not seeing the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kasha Ova es Pnuel, Ponu Kel. That's the stage where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has disappeared from us. When the sun comes out and everyone's all friendly with us and invite us back into the gentlemen's, what's it called, the Rotary Clubs, and they invite us back in there. That is where Penu El, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu separates Penu El, that is where Fehu Tzaleh Ali Reichli, that is where we're suffering and we realize that we have been injured. Klal Yisrael in a state of suffering, terrible, terrible suffering today. Baruch Hashem, we do have our Moises, but we are suffering financially. Baruch Hashem, we do have Klal Yisrael, the from people, oh, we're fine. But how many people at Tzaleh Ali Reichli, how many Klal Yisrael are suffering, they're going out with Net Rahman al Itzlan, they're going and the children are going to marry out and that's it. You're going to get a Jewish boy marrying a non-Jewish girl and that's it. Another generation is gone. That's it. It's over. And therefore, this is Zerea Eli Reichli, Vahuv Tzaleh Eli Reichli. That is on a Pnukel. But when it's Pnekel, when it was dark and we had the Golus, we survived. And therefore, this is the idea of the Gid Anoshe. The Gid Anoshe is the ideas of understanding how the business can survive with the proper support. The risks of the business is when you have Esav at Tzad, Esav at Rosha, fighting Yaakov at Tzad, Yaakov Avinu, and fighting him, and he is embracing him, that is where the business goes under. Just to finish off with the words of the Chinuch. The Chinuch says in Mitzvah Gimel, Mishosh is Mitzvah Zu, Kedei Shetia Remez Li Yisrael, whenever we want to have this piece of meat, remember, Sha'afa Pi Sheyisbalu Tzoreis Rabbis Begolius, even though we suffer many years in the Golus, Miyad Ami Miyad B'nei Esav, through the Goyim B'nei Esav, Shei Betuchim Shlo Ya'avdu, We should be assured that we're not going to get lost. Ela lo oilom yamoid zara mushmom. Klal Yisrael will always remain forever. Vayovoy lehem goyel. The goyel will come, the redeemer will come. Vayigolei miyatzor, and save them from those people who make them suffer. Ubezichroin tomid inin zeh al zeh hamitzvah shtila zakari. Yamdu bemunoseinu ubezikoseinu lo oilom. That we should remember forever that our muna and betochen will help us despite what everyone else is throwing against us. Yeah, sure.